My guest at this time is Herb Meyer. He served as special assistant to CIA Director William Casey during the 1980s. He was also vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council and is credited by many as being one of the first intelligence officials to foresee the coming collapse of the Soviet Union. We now want to get his thoughts on the report issued Tuesday by Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee regarding enhanced interrogation techniques during the war on terrorism. And Herb, thanks very much for being with us.
Very welcome.
Obviously, a divergence of political opinion as a result of this report. On the one hand, you've got some who are hailing it for its transparency. The United States has made some mistakes, and we're owning up to that, and that's one of the things that makes us great. Others see it as a partisan exercise, undermining the intelligence community and encouraging violence against American targets. How do you see it?
It's probably both. On the one hand, good, we're Americans. We put things out. On the other hand, it's crazy to put this out. It's going to get people killed. There's absolutely no point to doing this. And when you look at the report, I mean, it's intellectual junk food. It's not very credible. It isn't a good piece of writing. If anybody submitted that as a national intelligence estimate, we'd have fired them. It reaches the conclusions before it gives you the evidence. And in fact, they didn't even speak with the people who knew the facts. So the report itself is junk.
What do we take from it, if there's anything positive that we take from it?
Here's a thought for you, Greg. For years now, Senator Feinstein and the others have been saying what they don't want the CIA to do. But they never say what they do want the CIA to do. Why don't we finally get this straight once and for all? For example, let's use what's called the ticking time bomb scenario. Let's say the CIA finds out that a nuclear bomb has been planted in one of our cities. Just for fun, let's pick San Francisco, Senator Feinstein's hometown. We find out there's a nuclear bomb planted. Our CIA agents over in Yemen capture one of the terrorists and say, where's the bomb and when's it going to go off? He won't say anything. So we ask him again, and he says, Allah be praised, Americans will die. At this point, what does Senator Feinstein want the CIA to do? And I'd like her to answer that question. Not to tell us what they don't want the CIA to do. What do they want us to do? And if the answer is nothing, then San Francisco's a pile of radioactive rubble. And let's get this straight once and for all. These people out there elected her. Do they wish the men and women of the CIA to stand by and do nothing while terrorists attack? If so, why should any CIA official risk his or her career, let alone his or her life, to save people who have no wish to be saved? And why can't we get this straight once and for all?
The contention from Feinstein and John McCain, of course, as well as others that agree with them, is that these tactics don't yield the results that others would like us to believe.
What do they want us to do?
That's a good question.
Again, you see, they keep saying what they don't want. But by the way, I accept the point that not everybody will succumb to torture. But I grew up in a Brooklyn schoolyard. Most people would.
Based on what you know, were the enhanced interrogation techniques effective? Because the CIA currently and the officials throughout the Bush administration say absolutely they were.
Well, I don't have any evidence other than that, but the people who did it have not only said they were effective, they've given us the details of what they've learned. They've made much of that public. And all of that is completely ignored in the report without any evidence to the contrary. That's why it's just intellectual junk food.
Herb, we've obviously been down this road a few different times since the start of the war on terrorism, and we've had memos come out in the past and other reports certainly that have put the agency on the defensive. What do you think the impact of this report will be on the intelligence community?
It's very destructive. Why should any CIA officer risk his or her life or his or her career to do something like this? It's a disaster. And the Senate Democrats who released the report knew that full well. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. So they wished to disarm the CIA. That was their objective. And they probably accomplished a good deal of it. That was their point. That's what they wished to do before they lose power in the Senate.
Follow up on that if you can, because you just said they succeeded in large part in disarming them. There was no legislation tied to this. So how does the report effectively disarm?
What CIA official in his or her right mind would do something that a few years from now can destroy their career? You'd have to be crazy. Why would the kind of people who have the skill and talent and courage to defend our country go to work for the CIA right now? Do you realize what this does for recruitment? It kills it. And these are the kind of damages that get done that you can't measure statistically. You can't prove something didn't happen. But the kind of people who say, you know, I'd like to join the CIA and defend the United States, they're not going to do that anymore. Why should they?
Herb, an interesting aspect of this debate over the past few years has been, while many, particularly on the left, but some on the right, have decried enhanced interrogation techniques, they've been perfectly fine with the drone strikes that have killed various terrorist suspects throughout the region. So others from the other side of the debate saying, well, how is killing them more humane than extracting valuable intelligence potentially out of them?
Beats me. It makes absolutely no sense, does it? Again, the whole thing is intellectually incoherent. It doesn't make any sense, and that's what's so troubling about this.
Last question, Herb. You talked about the damage this does and why it could hurt recruiting and reduces the incentive for agents to put their lives on the line. How does that get repaired?
You're going to have a president who wants to repair it, and then it will happen. When President Reagan was elected, part of his goal was to rebuild the intelligence services that had been more or less disarmed and destroyed during the Carter administration. So he gave the job to Bill Casey, Reagan's great director of Central Intelligence, and Bill Casey knew how to rebuild the CIA, and he did it. And that's what will have to happen again. I just hope San Francisco isn't a pile of radioactive rubble before we do that.
Herb, on that sobering note, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time.
You're very welcome.
Herb Meyer served as special assistant to CIA Director William Casey. He was vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council and is credited by many for being the first intelligence official to forecast the collapse of the Soviet Union. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.